So we now welcome to the part of the meeting and the part of the workshop where Sean will talk about visions into action. So over to you, Sean. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you. All right, so before I get into the vision, goals, and actions worksheet, what I based it on, there is a worksheet on the UA website. If that link could be posted, I use that link. It's on the literature section and vision, goals, actions. So I used that. And if not, we could just share the screen of my actual vision, goals, and actions worksheet. So yeah. All right, so this is based on what's on the UA website. And okay, well, I'll preface it. What's a vision? How do I see myself? Where do I want to go? What's the destination I want to go to? Before I could get somewhere, rather than just hop in the car and start driving, as my current sponsor suggested, it's good to have the destination in mind. So then I could start understanding how to get to that destination. What do I want out of my life? And so what's my vision? Define a vision for my life, and there's some key ingredients. And I've used this, I've talked to action partners in action meetings. All right. And people who are new, what's an action meeting? That's when I sit down with two people in UA and talk about what's going on with my life, with my recovery, what would I like to accomplish. We sit for about an hour, and they listen to me, and they offer some suggestions based on their experience, strength, and hope. These two action partners I've been working with for about 2 years at least, and I trust them. They know a lot about me. I know a lot about them. And so let's say we rotate. Let's say they give me an action meeting on Monday evening. We give the person A an action meeting on Wednesday, and then we give person B the action meeting on Friday. And then we do the same thing the following month. All right, so values, what are stacks, and on the sheet, what are some things that I value? I value justice, fairness, kindness, and inclusiveness. All right, what am I interested in? What am I interested in life? I like pencil drawing. I like photography, teaching, dance. I like photo, video editing. Okay, areas of interest. Earning, I'm interested in earning. I like to do service. I'm interested in work. I'm interested in self-care, recreation, hanging out with family and friends, and romantic relationships. That's an interest. I was, one time, folks were sitting with me, looking at my numbers. This was years ago. And one of my spending categories was entertainment. And I had $1 down for that month. And the woman on that meeting said, $1 for entertainment. And she challenged me to spend more the following month. And she challenged me to date, to spend money on dating. And it's the idea behind it is it can't be all work. It has to be some fun in life. And I found that when I give action meetings, I tend to say that. I try to ask people, what are you doing for fun? It's not all just avoiding under-earning. It's not all just avoiding our addictions. Okay, all right, so dreams. Experience new and different relationships. Have a solo art show of my pencil drawings. Earn an abundant living as a photographer and videographer. And I speak with other sponsors and other programs, very helpful. And what skills would I like to cultivate? Customer service, it could be renamed client services. I want to cultivate my skills of communication. Talking with fellows, doing service, it helps me talk to clients and prospective clients. And I also want to cultivate my leadership skills. What's important to me in a professional sense? I must have a sense of autonomy, creative control, technical challenge, support, personal growth, and decision-making authority. Yeah, those are all important. Being an artist, I can definitely clash. Just growing up, my outlook, I don't want to be told what to do. And I don't like telling people what to do. Just leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. But I earn more money when I work in groups of people. And doing service is a must, working with people. So in working with people, I want to have a say. I want to say, okay, that's very important to me in my art. I feel like I have a lot to contribute. But I also have to listen to the clients. And they have, you know, they have their own needs and wants. I have to be attuned to give them that service. But, you know, so those are things I value. Okay, so that's like the first part in the goals pages. Then there's the vision statement. I used to go to a face-to-face meeting in New York, and this was pretty big, vision statements. And, you know, my vision statement is, I say this every day with one of my action partners, every day. But it's worded a little bit differently here, but this is the gist of it. I will earn $60,000 by December 31st, 2020. I will earn a prosperous living from sources known and unknown, utilizing my talents of pencil drawing, photography, videography, photo video editing, and social media posting. I create artwork with Jeff within the next 4 years. I help my family get their artwork out into the world. I live in a cool home. My family visits me. I visit them. I'm sober, solvent, and sane, and I have fun, honest relationships. All right, so I'll try to break this down quickly, you know, piece by piece, you know, why this is my vision currently. The $60,000, you know, that's to take care, that's to pay all my expenses, have savings, to feel and experience prosperity, and to utilize my skills of pencil drawing, photography, videography, social media posting. The social media posting, that's a part that one of my sponsors challenges me. That's a growing industry. And it requires me to get out of my comfort zone because, and I'll say this, the current work, one, what I like to do is I like to photograph fashion shows. And with this whole pandemic, this whole change in the world, my higher power is telling me, hey, look for something else. Don't put all my eggs in that one basket. Probably jump out of that basket ASAP because, you know, what is going to be the future of fashion shows? You know, so it's sharing these with other people help me get ideas that I don't want to get to. You know, why Jeff? He's an artist that, you know, I admire his work. That's one. Two, I tend to not want to admire any artist. It's like, hey, I'm in a bubble all by myself. No, I don't need anyone for inspiration. But he does inspire me. And he works with a team of people. His artwork inspires me. It's at such a level I aspire to. So one of those things is to actually reach out to him again, help my family get their artwork out there. My family, a lot of us have natural artistic talents, but almost none of us went to art school, and just about none of us try to earn money from it. There's this big fear, I can't earn money from art. I don't deserve to even try. My cousins, my nephews, aunts, uncles, all natural talents. A few years ago, I was at a party. One of my cousins, my nephew, they were nephews and nieces. They were about 10 years old. They just drew stuff out of their heads. Great stuff. And I was kind of felt kind of proud, like, yeah, look at all of us. We're great. My cousin, he's the business person of the family. He said, look at all y'all people. All y'all with your artistic talents. What are you doing about it? Nothing. He said, if I had half the talent y'all had, I'd get the artwork out there. And, that, you know, I felt that that was a challenge for me to get my artwork out there. So one of my visions is to help my family get their artwork out there so they don't have to be afraid. The world is not going to swallow them up. They're not going to get hurt. Live in a cool home. So you know, I live in New York City, a bunch of skyscrapers, a lot of cool homes. And I kept looking outside at what where other people live. I live in, you know, what could be described as the hood, but I like it. And I've learned to really appreciate my home. And staying home, I've been sheltering in place pretty much since 2011. And what I do, I convert my living room into a photo studio when I need to. And I have another front room. I convert that into a drawing studio. Nowadays, I'm shooting video, shooting drawing demonstration videos, and I'm using the natural sunlight from that front room. And I will be doing more product photography, and I could use natural light from the front room. And, you know, all of that stuff. It's appreciating where I live, making the most of it, keeping the place clean. I wake up, I make my bed, do the dishes, sweep. And, you know, I have a really benefit from the space. Part of having a cool home is paying the bills. And to really honor the place. I like it here, so I got to keep taking care of it. If we could go back to the sharing the screen. And I'm grateful that I get along well with my family. I visit them. They visit me. And sober, solvent, and sane. I'm in different programs, and I have to be emotionally sober. Got to stay solvent. Got to stay sane. And have fun, honest relationships. That could be romantic relationships, work relationships, friendships. Something that I started to do, I realized, you know, I've been making amends to various people. They haven't known it. I haven't specifically said, hey, I'm making an amends, but I've been changing my behavior with people. I'm not so needy, like, hey, fix me, help me. It's more, okay, how are you doing today? And having a conversation with people. I'm also actively talking to more men in program because but for whatever reason, I realized I just hadn't developed friendships with men. It's, you know, like, hey, you over there, I'm over here. No need to talk to each other unless it's work-related. But I'm actively picking up the phone, calling, talking to more men. And I say these vision statements to my action partner every day, every day. All right, so we could go down a page to the categories. And so the categories of interest, the earning, pencil drawing, photography, video, service, fitness, relationships, family. All right, and we could go down to goal statements. And, you know, this I had to look up as I'm doing this worksheet for the first time. It's like, all right, I had to look up how to do these things. So goal statements, to earn $60,000 by December 31st. And a suggestion is to be specific with, to quantify the goal, have a time frame for it, and what would be the result? What would be the end result of achieving that goal? And so let's see here. To sell, number two, to sell 3 pencil drawings for at least $500 each by December 31st. The reason? So that I could establish myself as a working pencil artist and have my confidence boosted. It could be a chickens before the eggs argument, but it will be, that's the goal. And so these are the goals. Below, we'll see the actions to achieve them. Number three, to photograph one commercial campaign, one editorial spread, and six lookbooks by December 31st, so that I could be enriched by sharing my talents with the larger community. And a side note to this, my higher power may have a whole different goal for me, a whole different thing for me. And I have to be okay with letting these goals go and trusting where my higher power wants me to go, because that decision, that path will be better anyway. So I can't just live in my will. I have to keep that in mind. Number four, to shoot and edit three videos. I'll jump down. I'll go to six, to explore new and different relationships so that I can broaden my experiences and bonds. And seven, this I think shocked some people, shocked my action people, to get married, have a child by age 45, so that I have my own family, leave a legacy. All right, so now we go down to actions. I shared these with my UA sponsor, Action People. Might have shared it with some other folks, other sponsors. Can't remember right now. All right, so how do I plan to achieve these goals? What am I supposed to do? My Action People, they saw this. They knew I was going to do this workshop. They said, all right, here's some suggestions. Research how I can advertise my drawings online. So I started doing that. And, that's educational. Reach out to art galleries. Imagine that. Actually writing to people that could help me. That's a fascinating concept. And I started doing that. Continue doing drawing demos on social media platforms. I did that. I got a client from doing a demo. I do get clients when I do demos online. Attend Selling with Serenity meeting and share about how I could sell my drawings. So that's connecting program. It's not me not being isolated. Other people in program may have some suggestions that could help me. And I may be able to help other people. Advertise holiday Sweet 16 graduation prom rites of passage drawings. So to really get it out there, really to say, hey, these are the services I could provide. And to let folks know, you could scroll down a bit. There's a few more. Advertise my editing, graduation, and our congratulations. Every now and then, social media companies give free advertising money. I've used them, and that's helped. I have to think it's okay. Like, hey, look at me. I'm doing this service. And that's okay. And Action People also suggested, they asked, well, how much money have I earned so far this year? And that requires clarity. And I tend to not want that. But I looked. It's like, oh, okay, this is how much I earned. This is how much I'm spending. This helps me stay solvent. And they suggested I tamp down my goals. They say, okay, try to earn 5 to 15% more per month. And they also suggested have marketing as part of my daily activities. So every day I'm supposed to market myself. And that requires discipline. And some days I do it, some days I don't. And I'm honest when I don't do it. So I say, hey, haven't done it. And it's like, all right. Today's a new day. So, that's my time. Thanks for letting me share. Thanks for listening.
Great. So, Sean, that's been amazing. Thank you so much for your time. I know this is a visions workshop, but there's quite a lot of newcomers here. I don't know if you heard about the focusing on the first three tools for newcomers. Is that something you've heard of? Maybe talk a little bit about that before we wrap up.
Okay, yeah, I could talk about that. And I'll actually have my UA pamphlet here.
Okay. Wow.
I have to represent. All right, so people new to UA, the first tool is time recording. I must be conscious of we must be conscious of how we spend our time. I won't read the whole thing because this time is short. So yeah, I use an app on my phone, track my time, and I'm doing better. I plan my time. I plan how I'm going to spend the day, and I'm doing better tracking how I actually spent my day. I have an action partner. Monday to Friday, we talk about how we spent our time. And on Mondays, we talked about how we spent our time for the whole week. So if I see I spend 30 hours on, let's say, service and like 10 hours on income-producing activity, there's an imbalance there. Or I may spend like in a particular day 6 hours on food and 1 hour on reading. It's like, oh, there's an imbalance. So time recording is very important. Going to meetings. We have to talk to, I have to share my experience, strength, and hope and listen to other people. I learn from other people. I got my sponsors from attending meetings. I got my action partners from attending meetings. And yeah, I learned to identify with the tools and with the recovery from going to meetings. And now there's Zoom, so meetings are even more accessible. And sponsorship. This was the one tool I referenced earlier. I didn't understand the tools until I read them recently. I read this hundreds of times, but I misread it. Sponsorship. We actively seek sponsorship with someone who has worked the 12 steps in UA and is willing to guide us in our recovery. I always thought it meant actively seek a sponsor, but it's we actively seek sponsorship. So I'm supposed to actively look for help. So I have a sponsor. I'm supposed to actively ask my sponsor for help. Regularly, consistently ask my sponsor to guide me through the 12 steps of recovery. And he's not there to give me work advice. He's not there to bail me out with panic, because you know that I could venture towards that. He's there to help me, guide me through the steps, and it's on me to call him regularly. And the relationship has flourished, and I'm grateful for that relationship.